Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ number 97. That's Bayis Pnimi Joint Share number 97. We're talking about getting an attitude and good advice on that. And the next thing that Rav Avraham Peretz Friedman talks about in his book, Setting a Table for Two, is to maintain your physical appearance. Yours truly needs ticking in this as well. Some people, it's natural. They go overboard about their physical appearance. They go nuts and obsessive over it. That's one extreme, but neglecting it completely, that's another extreme. It needs to be a healthy balance, but it needs to be maintained. Exercising, taking care of your hygiene, dressing nicely, doesn't mean not sneistic if it's women, doesn't mean over the top, tight pants, whatever. It means nicely, dignified, not walking around the house disheveled or unkempt. A person with dignity doesn't look disheveled, whether they're in the house, whether they're outside the house. And if you insist on looking sloppy in the house, don't compound that offense by dressing nicely afterwards when you go to the store or to the wedding or outside. That is a real contradiction. Don't eat foods that cause bad breath, belching, worse. Dignified. I'm not going to get into the whole parsha with dressing nice in the house versus outside the house. That's a separate share altogether. But here he brings down an incorrect and a correct scenario. This is the incorrect scenario. Menachem wore a fashionable suit at the office, but after he came home from work, he spent in the evening lounging around in sweatpants, with holes in them. On his days off, he often forgot to shave, forgot to comb his hair. Chani rarely got out of her pajamas in the morning after the birth of her twins. When her husband came home at night, she's disheveled, she's exhausted. But when her friends invite her out for a lady's share, then she gets dressed up in high heels and makeup. That's incorrect. Not elaborating on it on this share. We talked about it in other shiurim. We will continue to talk about it in other shiurim, but I'm just getting the point across at this point. The correct aspect of, which we'll talk about in a minute to make sure you don't misuse it, but here's a story. A story is told of a pious woman who spent the whole day in her home. When she took care of the house, she wore a beautiful dress, her makeup was impeccable, and she looked elegant. When it was time to go shopping, she changed into simpler clothes, replaced her shetel with a tichel. When questioned about this practice, she explained, "My husband is at home. When I'm here, I make myself beautiful for him. Outside the house are other men. For them, I don't need to look so special." Like the Medrash Tanchuma says in Parshas Vayishlach, Simen Hey, that jewelry was created only that a woman might adorn herself within her home for her husband and her children. So he writes as a disclaimer, as he's saying this, that he's keenly aware that this story that we just mentioned here could be misused and misinterpreted. Then you'll indict yourself or you indict your spouse as inadequate. You'll blame your wives for not being looking impeccable in the house. That's not the intent here. That will create more stress, more demands. It's the opposite of the point we're trying to convey here. There needs to be a realism here. This, what we mentioned here, is sort of an extreme. You know, where you're dressing to the hilt in the house and less so outside is something that 98% of people, 99 or maybe no one does. Okay, so maybe it's not expected when you're hearing this. You're not going to bake and shop and, you know, and clean and everything all like that. It's understandable when you don't want to do that. But the concept, though, the concept in your mind to look dignified at least, to look attractive at least, in the home for your husband has extreme value beyond looking nice when you go to the store to shop or when you go to a lady's shear or even when you go to a wedding or a simcha, even a Shabbos Sheva Brachas, Lekavod Shabbos, which it isn't, it is Bekavodik to wear nice, beautiful clothing, Lekavod Shabbos, or Yontif, as the Chazal say, to even buy nice clothing for your wife on Yontif. Balance. That's the idea behind this. We could talk about this more, but we're going to go to the next thing. But that is the idea. Maintain a healthy, normal physical appearance. Both men, don't think just because they're men and that's not their thing. Adornments and beautiful clothing and attractiveness is normally associated with women. But by men, too, they have to be respectable. And they have to be respectable in the way they dress and in their demeanor with a dignity in their home for their wives. Yes, in their home for their wives. Just like he expects her to be dignified in the home for him. And that's a tremendously true thing. It goes with night clothing too, with pajamas. It goes with in the intimate aspects of lingerie on her end, nice underwear on his end. We're not going to get into that right now, but you get the idea behind it. Use your seichel. Think about the way Hashem would want you to use clothing. How Hashem really wants you to dress. What's the most important thing in life? It's not what's outside. It's within. It's not the other men out there. It's your own husband. It's not the other women out there. It's your wife. For the wife, it's not even the women out there. It's your husband. For the men, it's not about the men out there. It's your wife. That's the focus. The next thing he says, which is an interesting one, don't talk too much. Don't talk just to fill the silence or hear yourself talk. You should never speak unless you have something to say. It's a big Yetzer Hara, especially for extroverts, but even for introverts. Not to talk nonsense and not just blurt things out. To consider words before you speak those words. Because when you speak, your husband or wife should have ample reason from past experience to believe that something of substance will come out of your mouth. Something of value will come out of the mouth. The mentality needs to be is when my wife or husband speaks, they're going to talk with wisdom, with some type of thought behind it. And if it's not necessary to talk, it's necessary not to talk. I like that line. If it's not necessary to talk, then it's necessary not to talk. Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Beis, Perek Yudalid. In English, he says, translated in English, I don't have the Hebrew in front of me, speech is the essential definition of the human soul. So then every word that leaves your mouth should be looked upon as an expression of your soul. Speech is the definition of the human soul. It says, V'yadam le'nefesh chaya, and the Targum Umklis says, L'ruach memalala, he's a speaking being. Speaking is connected to the mind and intellect behind this speech, so that every word that leaves your mouth is an expression of your soul. And you're very, very conscious of this in the way you talk to your husband and the way you talk to your wife. Ma yasa adam ba'olam, what should you do in this world? What's his umnis in this world? Ma umnasai shel adam ba'olam hazeh? I'm paraphrasing, but it's a Gemara Chulin daf pei tes amid aleph. Yasa atzma ki ilim. Make himself like a mute. Make himself like a mute. But it's a umnis. Rav Avigdor Miller used to talk about this a lot. It's a craft. It's a art to be silent. It's not just like you're a selective mute. Okay, that's not seichel. You are selective in how you are quiet, in the manner in which you are quiet. It is a umnis, it's an art to know, here I am not speaking versus speaking. And that is an art. That is a wisdom. That is a chachma. Another thing Rav Avigdor Miller always used to say, which is a fascinating concept, I think from a Shimon, that I looked around and I didn't find anything better for the guf. Ein lecha yofa beguf, it says. I forgot the exact paraphrase it. Yoiser mishtika. More than silence. silence here is good for the body. What do you mean for the body? You would think it's good for the soul, right? Hilchis Lashon Hara, Shmiras HaLashon. You have to be quiet because by being quiet, you're saving yourself for potential sins upon sins of Lashon Hara and Rechilas and Inos Devarim and Chanufa and Sheker. So yeah, that's why. That's why. It's holding you back from all of these things. And that's Ruchnius, all these Averis it's holding you back. But no, Leguf, it's better for the body. It's better for your physical health. It's better to live a healthy life. Be careful how you speak. This applies a lot in marriage too. Be careful. Don't say everything that comes into your head to your husband or to your wife. Doesn't mean you go to the other extreme and become a selective mute and weigh every word like it's heavy iron before it comes out of your mouth. Then you won't have a relationship. You need to be warm and open and loving and yes, converse. Again, be careful how you, we talked about this in the past. Be careful how you learn that Mishnah in Perkei Avos. That Altar Besicha Ima Isha Beishtay Amru. Forget about talking about other women, separate subject. But with your own wife, or wife to husband, presumably, don't increase too much in speaking. That does not mean you are weighing it so carefully that there's a tenseness to it. Should I say, should I not say, should I say, should I not say? Because that breaks a certain freedom of expression that they're supposed to have with each other, of a warmth and a friendship. So you don't have to weigh every single word to an extreme. You should talk and talk freely and learn how to do that, of course, without Lashon Hara, without Rechilas, without Sheker, without Einos Devarim, but learn to express. But nevertheless, a certain mindfulness of recognizing that what you're saying has consequences and that what you're saying has ramification. That is the idea behind it. So again, number one, maintain your physical appearance in a healthy balance in the home for your husband, for your wife, during the week and Shabbos, day wear, night wear, intimate wear, everything, healthy balance, respect and love to each other in the way you dress and present yourself, taking care of your physical self, not to lose yourself with going too far overweight and just letting it loose. You have the achrayus to be dignified. Doesn't mean you get beaten up or you beat yourself up for being 20 pounds overweight or whatever it may be. But within that, within a respectability of self-respect, of taking care of yourself. Even if you're not happy with the extra inches or whatever you want to call it. But within what you do have right now, dignified. Control it. Be healthy about it. Not obsessively, but do your best to be your best physical self. You do it l'shem shamayim, it's fixing your neshama. Then you may think it's a superficial thing. I want to lose 20, 30 pounds because I want to look great. Or I want to have more energy. I want to have more influence. Or whatever the reasons are, people will listen to me more if I'm more better looking or whatever the reasons are. It could be a shloil shma mixed in. It's not the end of the world. But the main nakuda of it needs to be that it represents my body, represents a soul that's within it. That's dignified. So my body is going to be dignified. And the clothing that I wear on top of my body is going to be dignified. And then again, also about being careful of not talking too much and using the art of speech as a profession, using silence as a profession, and to repeat again for the third time, and please remember this, Mar Mokim, Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Beis, Chelek Yudalid, speech is the essential definition of the human soul, so that every word that leaves your mouth should be looked upon as an expression of your soul. Okay, as I was learning, I put it on pause. Hashgacha Pratis, I had the Nefesh HaChayim in front of me. In my version, it's the second paragraph in Perek Yudalid of Chelek Beis. He talks about, he brings the pasuk that I quoted, Vayyadam Nefesh Chaya, Unkel says, L'ruach Mamalala, which means that a ruach of speech, which is connected to the mind, and then V'chei Nirala Ayin, that you see clearly, visibly, Shebechol Dibber Sha'adam Maitzi Mi Piv,
Yoytse mipiv ruach v'hevel alev. Every time a person speaks, comes out breath from his heart, meaning from the lungs, the heart. And then he says this. V'zahadibur shu ikir nefesh ha'adam. Speech is the core, the ikr of the soul of a person. That's where man is superior over an animal. Imkain, I can think this is what he means, that kol teva, every word, hayoytzeis mipi adam, that comes out of a person's mouth, he koyach v'chelek minashay, is a power and a part of his soul. So again, in Hebrew, it's called teva hayoytzeis mipi ha'adam, he koyach v'chelek minashay. The inner part of his soul. So you see here that when you have this in your consciousness, every time you talk to your husband, every time you talk to your wife, it has infinite value. And that is how marriages are tremendously enhanced by having this awareness. And the Shekhinah comes in that way, in the most beautiful way. Bracha v'hatzlacha.